Connor, how do you sum up that afternoon?
It was a bit of a whirlwind. Obviously, going a goal down, I think it shot the lads, to be fair. Obviously, I don't think we started the game too badly. But then they got the goal, and then obviously it kicked us into life a little bit. I thought we started to take a bit more control from there. And then, thankfully, I got a goal that got us on our way. And then second half, what happened in the second half happened, really.
Talk us through that first goal.
I can't remember how it's dropped down. But I've seen it bounce, and I've seen the midfielder is stretching for it, so I don't think he's going to get there. So I've just sprinted at the ball, chested it down, and then just hit it with my right foot, tried to hit it across goal. I can't really see it going in. There's a lot of bodies in there, but thankfully it just got through a couple of bodies and went in the bottom corner.
You made a habit of scoring in front of the Fratton end.
Yeah, it's not a bad habit to have, but hopefully I can keep the habit up. But yeah, at the moment...
You mentioned the second half happened. It was a strange game because they went down to 10 men. You had a lot of the ball, but they were still looking a threat. It was a very sort of stretched and broken game at times.
Yeah, I know it's a cliche, but when people go down to 10 men, it's not always as easy as it looks. But they're a threat. We knew they were always going to be a threat. They got some great players in the team, and they played to their strengths. And I think that's something to be admired because obviously they're gonna do well if they're playing to their strengths. So they're always going to look a threat, especially with Akindi up front. He's a big, strong, powerful lad. He'll always be dangerous. But yeah, thankfully we got through the second half and kept the ball. And we should have scored more goals if we're being too critical on ourselves. But 3-1's a good enough win.
You must be pleased now the referee didn't blow when that ball was in the air from that goal kick right at the end.
Don't really know. I know he said to me that it was going to be, there's not much time left at all. But as soon as he was kicked, obviously, it wasn't the best kick in the world. Obviously, he fluffed it a little bit. And me and Tubbs had literally just had a conversation before where he said, I'm going to drop in, you go long for this one, just switch up a bit. And then, so I've just gambled, and thankfully, Tubbs's left it like I knew he would. It's a bit like the goal away at Luton, to be honest with you. But I should have scored that day, but thankfully it went in today.
Paul Cook said you've been knocking on the door to get in the side. Just how pleased were you to get that opportunity and how determined were you to get that spot?
Yeah, I knew an opportunity would come, but I didn't know when. I just had to be patient. So that's all I've done. I've just been patient, and then when opportunities come, you've got to take them in football. It's what defines the game. If you're going to take the opportunities, then you'll have a more successful time in the game. But thankfully, I was allowed to score 2 goals today. But yeah, I was just thankful that the gaffer gave me the opportunity.
And you must be hoping now to get a bit of a run.
Well, no, it's up to the gaffer. Look, it's not up to me. We've got a very tough game away at Oxford the weekend. It's not up to me. It's just the gaffer will pick the best team that he thinks can go and win on the day. And it would be different for different teams that we're playing against. So just wait and see.
Just finally, I know there's been talk of an extended contract for you. Just how pleasing is it for you that those conversations are even happening?
Yeah, of course, obviously. I don't want to be playing my football anywhere else. I think that's all I need to say on that.
And you'd love to sign?
Yeah, of course I would, yeah.
Thanks, Connor.